Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Ouch.
He's the only guy I know, and there's got to be somebody else, but he's the only guy I know.
Personally.
Who played for the Browns and the Arizona Cardinals, both teams at First Energy Stadium coming up on Sunday. He's Dave Sassadil. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Doing well, thanks. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Good to have you with us. Thank you very much. What happens when two of your old teams play each other? What do you think?
Sounds like a sitcom.
It does.
Yeah, it's always kind of fun just because you had such good memories on, you know, on all the teams you played. There was a lot of really good relationships built. It's going to be very exciting to see how these teams, you know, they got some injuries on both sides. There's definitely some areas the Browns obviously had to tighten up from last game. And the good thing is you're coming back and playing at home. But the end of the day, there's no question, you know, I'm a Browns fan at heart. I'm going to be at the game with my son and really can't wait to see them get back on track.
Pretty crazy. Andy Lee's, how many years has Andy Lee been out there? I feel like he was kicking for the Browns.
He's been doing such a good job. He's a very consistent punter. And I think at the end of your career, kind of like I experienced to play in Arizona in a warm dome environment type situation, it's the dream. It's the dream come true, and I think he can last out there probably even longer. But he's doing a great job. Doing a great job.
All right, speaking of punters, Jamie Gillen, Scottish Hammer's been taking some heat for the last couple weeks. Assess on what he's doing now, and I think it's got to be tough to be a punter, especially if things aren't going 100% correct in the last couple games and the first game of the season, kind of haunting him a little bit.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate, that first drop. That's something that doesn't happen a lot. You don't practice it. You don't practice what to do if you drop it because it's such a I made a comment a little bit ago. I don't think that'll ever happen from him again. It's that rare to do. I think he learned from it. But I do think that if a punter is going through a period of time where maybe he's not hitting the ball as clean as he usually does or as consistent as he does, you have to get back to basics and focus on one thing. If you start focusing on a variety of things, like if you're going to the driving range as a golfer, or if you get on the tee box and you're thinking, all right, I got to take a slow backswing. I got to go inside and out. I got to follow through. You're thinking too much. And it's the very same correlation with punting. When I used to play and I was struggling in a week of practice or maybe 2 weeks at a time, you know, I would sit back and I would focus on one thing. Taking a short first step, I would focus on straightening my drop. And then all the other things I didn't worry about except for one thing. And I think that's something, if I had talked to Jamie or if you ever, you know, him and I ever had that conversation, my advice would be just focus on one thing. Take all those other things that are going on, focus on that one thing, and I think it'll take some stress off you. He's such a powerful punter. He's compact. And I don't think it's going to take much to tweak some things that he's doing, and I'm sure he's working on that every day.
Dave, it's kind of interesting to me. It's one skill, you know, and you're it's the one position, too, unless you're holding, where, okay, we can bring somebody else in next week. The ball's going to get snapped to you. You better catch it, and you better punt it. To me, it's an amazing job, because you would think that you'd be able to find, you know, a couple hundred guys who could do it at about the same level, but you can't. And that, to me, is bizarre. Why is that?
Well, it's such a specialized skill, and a lot of times, you know, you may be an outstanding punter, but you can't hold. And not only does a change at punter occur when you understand you have a good holder, because you're not going to take the backup quarterback or the starting quarterback and spend a lot of time at holding, because their first job is to prepare for a game. So you want the punter to be the holder, so you have all practice. You have before practice, after practice. You have that camaraderie and that trust built up. And the field goal kicker is going to have a lot to say with it. Phil Dawson always did. So you can't just pull a guy on the street and say, all right, I'm going to pull him in and he's going to be our punter, because there's a lot more to that. Secondly, as punters, especially in Cleveland, we always were excited on the first part of the year to build up, you know, helping the defense, getting the long balls, because once October and November hit, the winds start picking up. It makes it very challenging in Cleveland Brown Stadium because of the swirling winds and where those swirl on different sides of the field. You really had to understand that, because it gave us an advantage against the opponent, especially when to ask for the ball. Sometimes even coach said, hey, if we're going to trade, you know, on the coin toss, we want the ball in the second half, we're going to defer. What's your thoughts on where we need, you know, do you want to take the ball, get the win in the fourth quarter? And they would have conversations with Phil and I on that, because they knew how difficult that was, where we could gain the advantage, even if it was a little thing. So there's more to it just to say, we're bringing in this guy because he can hit a long ball. I do think Jamie Gillen is a very good punter. Whatever he's going through, obviously he's got to tweak that and get it fixed. But there's more to it than just bringing a guy off the street. And the biggest thing is because of the relationship with the kicker and the experience that a Browns punter's had in that crazy stadium to punt in.
All right, Dave, playing your former team, the Cardinals, 5-0. Surprised by the way they've been able to start, and how have they been able to do it?
No, I don't think so. The Kyle Murray, he was showing last year that he's so capable of being explosive. And if you look at the weapons that they have, especially, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, Chase Edmonds is very versatile, you know, running back / receiver. They had a pretty good upgraded offensive line. If you look at their defense, you have J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones. It's no different than having Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney. That makes it an offense have to change up their game plan, especially with Chandler Jones being as explosive as he is. So it's a very talented team. They have an explosive offense, and I look at their team, and it's a very similar makeup of the Browns. I think Kyle Murray is just a little bit more, as far as his athletic ability to get outside the pocket, but they're built very similar to Cleveland. So I think it's going to be a good game. I think injuries are going to play a big part in certain aspects of the game and how we play, but I'm very excited for the Browns to get back at home and use the crowd to help them get another win.
Dave Zastadil joining us, former Browns punter, former Arizona Cardinal punter as well. The way the Browns have moved through this season, Dave, and you're seeing, you know, guys getting dinged up all the time. Andy and I were just talking about this. Is there something the NFL should do? I mean, they added another game. That's tough enough. Is there anything that can be done to keep guys healthier than they are? Because guys seem to be dropping like crazy already. You know, you're questionable. You're not practicing today. You're limited, blah, blah, blah. It comes all the way down to Saturday. Is there anything that can be done, or is it just the nature of this sport?
It's a very great question. I really liked what Trent Dilfer said a long time ago on the radio. He says whenever the season started, it took a good 3 to 4 games for our team and personally for myself to feel the flow of the game, get our offense on clicking on the same page, and for my body to realize what it was to play a full game. So if you look at the way the preseason is and the way that these training camps are, which are completely different as far as a physicality standpoint from the old days, you're really starting the season on game one, and you're going to first, second, third games is getting your body, you know, converted over to what it's like to play a full 60-minute game. It's your body's not used to that. So what we're starting to see is game, you know, two, three, coming up on four, we're starting to see more injuries. And I think what's happening is the first game or two, your body is just getting, you know, exhausted, used to that. Then maybe your hamstring, maybe your shoulder, you know, there's times that your body is just now getting used to playing it, you know, a full game, 60 minutes. And I think that has something to do with it. So I thought Trent Dilfer made a pretty good comment on that. Other than that, it's a very physical sport. There's no question. But I do think the timing of when the regular season starts to get accumulated to the game compared to no preseason has a little something to do with it.
Dave, I'm torn because I think we find ourselves leaning on, when we talk about last week's game, you keep leaning on the fact that the offense, you know, like, didn't have it at the end of the game or couldn't be able to move the ball down the field, or you had a head coach that said he was playing for the Hail Mary. On the other side, they gave up 47 points. I mean, is this town upside down in looking at the way they lost that game last Sunday? And how do they get better going into this week?
Yeah, my view of the game, you know, obviously the refs made some bad calls. But, you know, in the locker room and the team meeting rooms after a game, you know, the coach would always tell us, guys, there's so many more opportunities. You can't rely on a ref to win or lose the game. And you can't. Those are bad calls, crucial calls. But look at what happened in New Orleans in the playoffs a couple years ago. Those calls are going to happen. You can't rely on that. I think the one thing that I'd like to see is you look at the first Kansas City game this year. Right before halftime, we were on, I believe, the 40-yard line with, I don't know, maybe a minute and a half left. I don't know the time. I can't remember. And we got a penalty, and we got outside field goal and outside scoring position against a team that you know had a high-powered offense. If we could have scored right there, we technically could have gone up by two touchdowns at halftime. We didn't. We stalled, and that was critical. If you look at the way the game was on Sunday, we get the ball with 3 minutes to go, and it's no, you know, it's no secret. Coach Stefanski came out and said, I wish I could have done it again. But it was the same type of plays that reminded me of the Kansas City game where we had to be on the offense all the time and be aggressive. I'd like to see that change a little bit. When the opportunities are there, I think we got to stay aggressive because we're playing such high-powered offenses. At the same time, defensively, I think injuries played a huge part, and I think it's a defense still trying to play together with new added free agents. You got Grant Telford back there that's new. He hasn't played in a long time. And as, you know, was said after the game, there was a lot of miscommunications on basic defensive calls. Those are things you expect as the year go on not to happen again. So I think it's just a multiple of things. I think the Browns are a 3-2 team because I don't think we've learned how to close games yet. Once we start learning how to close games, I think you'll start seeing us in consideration and with conversations at being an elite team.
Dave, last thought. We've been talking a lot today about Odell Beckham and the situation that he has here. And I call it a situation only in that here we have a star player whose impact in Cleveland has probably not been what everybody wants it to be. And who knows why? I have no idea why. What do you do if you're the Browns, if you're the coach, if you're Odell, if you're Baker? What do you do in that situation? I'm sure you've been on teams with star players who fit, didn't fit, whatever. Well, what are you supposed to do here?
Yeah, if you have a star player, a player that you're paying a lot of money to, the first thing an NFL team, in my opinion, in my experience, is they look to see if he's a distraction and if he is negatively affecting the team. If that's going to happen, and I remember AKA Dwayne, I think it was Dwayne Bowe, the wide receiver. Very big distraction, paying him a lot of money.
Yep.
But at that situation, obviously there was some discrepancies, and the GM probably wanted to look good, wanted to keep him where the coach probably wanted to get rid of him. If he's a distraction, he's hurting your team, you do everything you can to move on. Odell Beckham came back from a knee injury. The talent is definitely there. You saw some of the blocks that he did during that game. Very impressive how hard he blocked. I don't understand the relationship and why he's not getting the ball targeted more, but we're still scoring 42 points without him getting the ball. Is he taking defenses to make them double team him, make him more, you know, maybe more dominant on defense on who to focus on? Maybe. But if he's not a negative distraction and he's a very talented player, I got to think you got to continue to try to make that work. At the same time, you got an Anthony Schwartz. You got speed. You got guys that you're trying to develop that's not getting paid $15 million. So there's so many elements to this that I think first you have to say, is he a distraction? Is he hurting us or can he help us? And if the decision is that he can still help us, I think you got to try to do whatever you can to make it work. That's just my opinion. I think if they traded him, it wouldn't surprise me. I think if they kept him, it wouldn't surprise me. But I think you have to look at, is he hurting the team right now? Is he helping them? And I think that's the biggest decision that the front office would have to really look at and make a determination on.
Dave, great thoughts, buddy. Thank you as always.
Thanks, man.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.